Basic bass resampling for Dark Roller is in Ableton Live, beginner-friendly, but this is a real-deal workflow that people actually use in modern drum and bass, especially rollers. The whole idea is simple. Instead of trying to program a super complex bass synth patch, we create a solid mid-bass with some movement, print it to audio, and then chop that audio like it's a sample. That turns one sound into a whole palette of phrases. Before we touch any bass, quick setup so it instantly feels like DNB. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Drop in a basic roller drum loop, or build one fast. Snare on 2 and 4, kick on 1 and maybe the end of 2. Then hats or shuffles to keep it moving. If you want, pull in a reference track you like and turn it way down. And here's a mindset that will save you a ton of time. Design your bass against the drums. A bass that sounds massive solo can be messy or just wrong once the drums are in. Rollers are all about that relationship. Now we're going to build two bass layers, a clean sub and a resampled mid. The sub stays boring on purpose. The mid layer is where all the attitude lives. First, the sub track. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Load operator and keep it simple. Oscillator is set to a sine wave. Start with the level around -12 dB. Give it a tiny bit of release, like 50 to 120 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks when notes end. If you want short notes, you can make the sustain very low. If you want held notes, keep sustain up. Either way, we're going for stable and controlled. After operator, add EQ8. Low pass the sub around 120 to 150 Hz. We're basically saying, this track's job is low end only. If later it feels boxy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300, but don't overthink it yet. Then add utility. Make it mono. Either use bass mono or set width to 0%. This part is important. Sub in drum and bass needs to be strong and centered. We're not trying to make the sub exciting. We're trying to make it dependable. Cool. Now mute the sub for a moment, because we're about to make the mid bass, and we'll glue them together later. Create a second MIDI track and name it MID bass. Resample source. Load Wavitable if you have it, or operator if you prefer. In Wavitable, pick a harmonically rich starting point, a saw, a square, anything with some bite. Add a little unison, but keep it subtle. Two voices, with a small amount, like 10 to 20%. Too much unison early can smear the bass when we start distorting and resampling. Turn on the filter, set it to a 24 dB low pass. Put the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz zone to start, and add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Then give the filter envelope a small amount, maybe 10 to 25%, so the note has a little shape at the start. Now, add a simple MIDI pattern. Pick a common dark DNB key like F or F sharp for the rhythm. Start with 8th notes and add the occasional 16th note push. Keep notes shortish so the bass is talking rhythmically. That's a huge part of why rollers feel like they're rolling. The bass rhythm locks with the drums. It doesn't just sit there. Now we're going to make this mid-bass resample friendly. That means movement, grit, and interest, but not completely destroyed. Because once you print it to audio, you want multiple usable moments to chop from. On the mid-bass track, build this device chain. First, saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then, and this matters, adjust the output so you're not just slamming your master. We're going to talk gain staging for a second. When you're about to resample, aim for this mid layer to peak around -10 to -6 dB. Not as loud as possible. If you print it too hot, you'll bake an unpleasant clipping and you'll have fewer clean options later. Next, auto filter. Set it to low pass. Start the frequency around 250 to 800 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. Turn on the LFO, sync it, and try a rate of 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount subtle at first, like 5 to 15%. This is one of the easiest ways to get that rolling movement without making a complicated modulation setup. Next, add amp. Yes, the guitar amp. Pick something like clean or blues. Set the gain around 2 to 6. Keep the EQ neutral and then push the mid slightly if you need it to speak. Amp is great because it adds attitude and mid-range character that slices well later. Next, EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you're using a separate sub. The sub owns the low end. The mid layer needs to stay out of that space. Optionally, give a gentle boost around 300 to 800 if it needs more audibility, and if it gets harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4 kHz. Finally, utility. Set width somewhere like 70 to 100%. The mid can have some width, but don't go wild, because we still want a solid center. Set the gain so your peaks are reasonable. At this point, you should hear a moving, growly mid bass that already feels like a roller. Now we print it. There are two easy ways to resample in Ableton. Method A is the fast resampling input method. Create a new audio track named MID resample audio. Set the input to resampling. Arm the track. Solo the mid-bass track, and keep the sub muted for now. Then record 4 to 8 bars. This method is perfect if you want to perform the sound, and I really recommend doing that. Don't just press record and do nothing. Record a pass while you slowly move the auto filter cutoff. Record another pass where you only change saturator drive a little bit. Maybe another pass where you talk with the resonance for a moment. Think of these like print passes, 3 to 5 short passes, 2 to 4 bars each with one clear idea. You'll build your own personal bass library really fast. Method B is freeze and flatten. Right-click the mid-bass track, freeze it, then flatten it. That gives you clean, consistent audio that repeats exactly. Once you've got audio recorded, we turn it into something playable and arranged. First, pick the best section. Select 2 or 4 bars that feel good and consolidate them so they're one clean clip. Now set up warping. Turn warp on. For full phrases, complex pro can work. For tighter rhythmic material, beats can feel punchier. And for sustained bass, tones can be smooth and less glitchy. If the warp mode makes weird artifacts, don't force it. Swap modes until it stays solid. Before slicing, do a quick clip hygiene pass. Add tiny fades at the clip edges so you don't get clicks. Make sure the clip starts cleanly. If the audio is super sustained and transients aren't clear, slicing by transient can be messy. In that case, slice by a fixed grid like 8th notes or 16th notes. Predictable chopping is your friend in rollers. Now slice it to a new MIDI track. Choose transient if it works, or choose 1/8 notes for clean rhythmic control. Now you've got slices on a drum rack, basically like a bass kit. This is where rollers become fun. You can create call and response, swap hits around, and build phrases that evolve without touching the synth again. Here's a super reliable 4-bar roller phrase concept. Bar 1, steady. Bar 2, small variation, like one extra 16th chop. Bar 3, back to steady so the groove relocks. Bar 4, a fill, one bigger chop, and then a tiny gap right before the snare to make the snare smack harder. That space before the snare trick is massive in rollers. Even a tiny moment of silence creates impact. Now we post-process the resampled audio to get that darker roller tone. On the mid-resample audio track, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz to keep it out of the sub. If it's honky, notch around 400 to 600, but only if you actually hear that problem. Then add drum bus. Keep it controlled. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch maybe 0 to 10%. Usually keep boom off, because boom is going to mess with your kick and sub relationship. Add auto filter again, but this time for arrangement automation. Instead of relying only on the LFO, automate cutoff over 8 or 16 bars in slow arcs. That's how you make a loop feel like a section of a track. Then add a limiter just to catch peaks. Don't smash it. You're not mastering the bass here. You're just preventing random spikes that jump out after distortion. Optional but really useful. Make a noisy top layer. Duplicate the mid-resample track. High pass it at 1 to 2 kHz. Distort it more. And keep it quiet. This adds grit that shows up on small speakers without ruining the body of your bass. Now we bring the sub back and glue everything together. Unmute the SUB track. Group SUB and MID resample into a group called bass bus. On the bass bus, add glue compressor. Attack somewhere around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Add EQ 8 on the bus if needed, but avoid big boosts. In DNB, clarity usually comes from cutting and arrangement more than boosting. Now sidechain the bass to the kick, classic DNB clarity. Put a compressor on the bass bus, or just on the sub if you want the mid to stay more constant. Enable sidechain, choose the kick as the input. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds, ratio around 4 to 1. Pull the threshold down until you hear the bass breathe with the kick in a musical way. Tune the release to the groove, too fast sounds like pumping, too slow makes the bass feel late. Quick coach checks before we call it done. First, spectrum check. Put spectrum on the sub and the mid separately. If your mid has tons of energy under your crossover point, like under 90 to 120 Hz, it will fight your sub and you'll never fully fix the mud later. High pass more or simplify the distortion. Second, mono check. Put utility on the master with a mono switch. If the character of your bass disappears in mono, reduce width on the mid layer or make sure width generating stuff is mostly happening above 200 to 300 HC. Third, phase sanity between SOD and mid. If the low end feels weaker when both play, try flipping polarity on the mid with utility and keep the version that gives the strongest, cleanest low end. This is a quick, practical test, not a theory debate. And finally, timing. Rollers live and die by timing. If a slice is slightly early or late, the bounce can fall apart. Nudge individual slices by a few milliseconds if needed. And if you want an advanced vibe, nudge only a few hits late by 5 to 15 milliseconds so the bass feels slightly lazy against tight drums. Don't move everything, just a couple hits for contrast. If you want to level up the musicality fast, try a two-lane approach. Create two sampled clips, one darker, more filtered, one a bit brighter with more bite. Then alternate bars like A, A, B, A. Instant movement. No extra sound design. Now a mini exercise to lock this in. Make a one bar mid bass MIDI pattern using only two notes, like F and E flat. Add saturator and auto filter with an LFO at 1/8. Then resample 8 bars, while you perform, slowly moving cutoff up and down, and doing tiny drive changes. Slice it to MIDI and build a 4 bar phrase. Bars 1 and 2 steady, bar 3 variation. Bar 4 a fill with a dramatic chop and a little silence before the snare. Your deliverable is a loop export of drums plus bass that feels like a proper roller drop. Let's recap what you just learned. You built a clean, stable, mono sub that stays separate. You designed a moving mid bass using stock Ableton devices. You resampled it into audio, sliced it, and turned it into a playable phrase. Then you post-processed the resample, glued it with the sub, and added sidechain so it sits with the kick like a Regal DNB mix. If you tell me what version of Lave you're on, 11 or 12, and whether you have Suite, I can help you translate this into a simple rack with macros so you can do the whole workflow even faster next time.